You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lee Lutt on the line here. Even though it's unlikely either of these two teams will be relegated, Sunderland 4-1 to go down here with Hills, Leicester 25-1 for the drop. There's still a possibility, and there's only 1 point separating the two sides as well. Leicester's form, though, has been impeccable, really, with only the defeat against Chelsea spoiling a magical end-of-season run.
Yeah, you can't see it continuing right to the end, can you? But you know, I guess why not? Sunderland, I mean, to be fair to Sunderland as well, you look at their recent form and, you know, for all the doom and gloom, one defeat in the last five matches now, and that was the 4-1 defeat to Crystal Palace, beat Newcastle, drew with Stoke, beat Southampton, went away to Everton and won. So suddenly, both teams are in really good form. I'm going to go for a sit-on-the-fence job here. I think a draw will suit both teams. You know, if you look at the away form for Leicester, they scored 3 at West Brom and 1 at Burnley, so only narrowly won those games. And before that, it was pretty poor. I just think if it gets to kind of like, you know, the 60-minute mark, I think both might just take the draw here. By no means gets them safe, admittedly, but Leicester, I think, with that minus 13 goal difference, would take a point right now. I think move them on to 38. That's effectively 39 points when you look at Sunderland and Villa's goal difference. Newcastle are even worse with minus 24. So I think they'll take a point. I think they'll probably set up to take a point as well here.
I've got that written down here as well, Derek. Do you think both teams would settle for 1 point?
I think if you give them a point each now, they'd bite your hand off. Leicester certainly. Sunderland maybe not so much because it still puts them behind Leicester, but it gives them 37 points and Hull are only on 34 and they've got a tough away game this weekend. I think they might think, that would be a great result. And it's the biggest price of the three as well. If I was picking a winner, I'm a little bit surprised that Sunderland aren't favourites in the market, given, they're at home and Leicester are pretty much the same team, aren't they, Sunderland and Leicester? I know Leicester are going through a great run right now, but they're still six from bottom. So if there's going to be a winner, I'd say Sunderland. I would be fielding against Leicester. I don't see them going for victory, even though going for victory is what they've been doing really well lately. I just think a point they'll be delighted with it.
Just to remember as well, Sunderland have got the game in hand. I mean, admittedly, it is at Arsenal and the final game of the season is at Chelsea, but
they do need something out of this game.
I wouldn't be
then
surprised if they got a point from one of those two games.
No.
Well, he did it last season, didn't he?
They can set up to defend really stoutly there, can't they? And try and, we've seen Arsenal frustrated by Swansea. I think Sunderland will have taken plenty of notes from that performance.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.